Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Yesterday, I began a message I've entitled Called to Greatness. And as Christians, we can have a definition of greatness which conforms to Scripture, which I'll be sharing with you these few days. And also, the world has their definition of greatness, and that would be some outstanding experience or excelling in the arts or in sports or something that would mark them. In fact, the definition of greatness means remarkable in magnitude or degree or effectiveness, eminent, distinguished, remarkably skilled, and of course, in any degree, remarkably skilled in the arts or in sports or in dance or in films. The amount or level of talent is something that the world applauds. And yet, the concept of greatness refers also to the attitude and character of the heart or the soul, markedly superior in character or quality. And whereas the world looks to those who have achieved, to those who have renown, those who have accolades, those who are publicly acknowledged as being superior or excelling in any particular field, whether it's science or the arts, it doesn't matter. They have their definition. It refers to basically innate talents, but Jesus had a little different definition of greatness, and I'll just share some of his words that are found in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the 20th chapter. And actually, the setting of this is that the mother of Zebedee came to Jesus and wanted her sons to have one sit at the right hand, his right hand, and the other on his left in his kingdom. And Jesus said, well, they didn't know what they were asking. He said, it is not mine to give, in verse 23, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. And of course, when the other 10 apostles heard it, they were really upset. And then Jesus gave them this lesson. He called them unto him, and he said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them. They've got power, right? And they are that are great, exercise authority or rule over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whomsoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And he clarifies, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. So that's the definition of greatness, of unselfishness, of seeking to do the will of God. When Jesus was on the cross, that's, as I was sharing on yesterday's broadcast, he was deserted by man, his closest friends, and he actually, for a period of time, felt forsaken, deserted by God. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And when he gave up the ghost, when he gave up his spirit, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. What happened? There was a demonstration that really upset and concerned the civic rulers, if you will. The ground shook. The rocks shattered, graves spilled out their dead. The sun was hidden from earth for 3 hours. There was an unnatural darkness. And incredibly, because we know that Jesus was tested in all points as we, right? He is the living Word of God. He spoke the worlds into existence. He's the creator of the universe, the living Word of God. He demonstrated on the cross that one last human quality that we all need. It was the quality of courage, something which no omnipotent sovereign would normally be called upon to experience, right? He's God, but he made himself a servant. He took on the form of man. His soul passed the breaking point, but it did not break. God obviously has no need of courage. He has all power. He has all knowledge, all wisdom. He knows the past, the present. Nothing is hid from him. But as a man, Jesus needed courage. He was an example for us that in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what we're going through, in spite of what you may be feeling right now, this might be one of the lowest times in your life. There are times we've all, at one time or another, in the course of our life, we go through harrowing experiences when we feel so isolated, we feel so alone, even around loved ones. Beloved, God, the sorrows of the human heart are known by that human heart alone. There's a scripture of Proverbs that says that. So courage is what we need, beloved, not only to live a proper secular life, if you will, that we need, especially as we take our stand for the Lord in this hour, that we need to have divine courage and human courage, and he will give that to us. Now, let me give some examples. Obviously, I think we can all relate in the natural. There are extraordinary feats. When we experienced 9/11 some years back, there were people, ordinary people, that did heroic and very brave and courageous exploits, as known only perhaps to those who were there. And of course, there are many throughout the course of human history, even in, you know, this last century, even currently, wartime stories of bravery, those who were willing to lay down their lives as soldiers. And of course, there's today, in increasing measure, missionaries that are traveling to very dangerous regions of the world, and also Christians today who are in prison, who are being martyred, the persecuted church. The Christianity has always known its martyrs from the beginning of time, as far as the birth of the church, which was on the day of Pentecost. Remember, Jesus said he gave them a message, which was the Great Commission, but he said, "Don't you go to Jerusalem and wait until the power of the Holy Spirit is poured upon you." And they experienced that, and as a result, that kind of faith, that kind of courage, and the willingness to obey God regardless of the cost, saw the entire continent of Western Europe brought to a knowledge of Christ. Not that everyone was a Christian, but the gospel extended to the furthermost borders of the continent. And so because of their willingness to obey the Lord, they suffered, all except John, the Apostle John, suffered martyrdom. And so there's the obvious acts of bravery and courage. And yet there's also another kind of courage. There are quiet, personal acts of bravery that only the Lord knows about. There's those who have to rely on the Lord for that strength, that internal fortitude to deal in the midst of a personal crisis. And sometimes the things we go through, they are very personal. Others can be sweet and sympathetic and supportive and precious and pray, but they don't know because they're not in your shoes. Only the individual heart knows its own sorrows, And what is it? A stranger doesn't intermeddle with its joy. I think, I don't know exactly where that is in Proverbs, but it definitely is there. And so only God knows the things that we go through. And sometimes we are required to have the God strength to go through a very difficult time, a personal crisis for yourself, maybe a health crisis, a situational crisis, or for your loved ones. There are many unknown, forgotten elderly saints suffering the effects of illness and age. There are those invalids confined to bed. Perhaps you may be familiar with the name Johnny Erickson. She was a vibrant, athletic teenager who was looking forward to excelling, if you will, in the things she loved to do in sports. And her life was forever changed by a fateful dive off of a raft. She became a quadriplegic who, to this day, can captivate audiences with her enthusiasm and zest for life, self-supporting with her art sales. Another, there was a Brian Sternberg, sophomore. In his sophomore year, he was the number one pole vaulter in the world by track magazines, but an accident made him a helpless invalid. Beloved, that would take a measure of strength and courage that most of us could not relate to. So we are called to have courage in basically in two areas, not only for personal bravery relating to what could be physical harm or danger personally, but also there's the courage of conviction so needed in this world where we could risk the disapproval of others, where others could criticize and speak disparagingly of you. So it's not just, you know, personal courage in a physical way, but also just dealing in relationships in the secular realm. We need courage. And so, beloved, our God, Jesus, who went through that, knows how to impart courage to us, the ability to be able to be strong in character, to be brave, and to stand by the commandments and statutes of God's word. And he will give strength. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. It's just flying by these last 2 days. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on. I invite you to share your prayer needs. You may feel like no one can really understand, but this is a part of my ministry, the ministry of prayer and correspondence, very dear to my heart. And I invite you to write if the Holy Spirit's moving on your heart. He has a purpose and reason. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.